Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. I'm going to warn you, I think this episode is going to trigger some people.
I'm a little sweaty.
I'm a little bit nervous about putting it out here. I thought my Death to the Integrator episode was hot. And then Emily did this one a couple weeks ago that I was like, ooh, I have never been nervous to release an episode, but this is probably the one I'm most nervous to talk
about. And it's
about.
The conversation that Abby and I have privately with each other when we see friends, peers, clients, students making these mistakes and these assumptions about what we're going to talk about today, where Abby and I are like, ooh, if they would just do this, ooh, they're hoping to get this and that's just not what's going to happen. And we have these private conversations that I'm like, I feel like, honestly, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, like, we're doing a disservice by only having those conversations privately, truly. Yeah. If my job at the end of the day and the thing that lights me up is to impact others and to change their lives and not only have small business owners be fulfilled financially, but also soulfully, and I care about that piece more than the other piece, if that's my actual mission, then I at least have to share our take on this. And we are going to do it with a little slight disclaimer at the beginning. We've done this on a couple episodes before, but I wanted to do it here. If this conversation doesn't apply to you, like because we're going to get really clear on who we're talking to in just a second. If that's not you, you can literally skip it. You can listen to it for fun. But if you're rocking and rolling doing these things already, I am so fucking happy for you. I cannot wait to cheer you on in other ways. If you need a resource for something, I know friends who can absolutely help you crush it. And on the same token, we have to stay in our zone of genius. And we have to stay where we know we can impact people by the way that we teach and show up and have seen our results and results for literally hundreds of our clients and students. Okay? So who are we specifically talking to today?
So first of all, who am I not talking to? If you are already freaking crushing it and your business is primarily courses and digital products and you are thriving and meeting all your financial goals,
great.
Not talking to you.
Come say hey on DMs and I want to just see what you're up to. That's awesome.
Yeah, say hi. But like, that's not who I'm talking to. If you, however, have started the process of either releasing a course or
a digital... If you're a service-based business owner.
If you started as a service-based business owner and have either attempted to pivot or have added on courses and digital products,
aka memberships, fall into that category too.
Memberships, small price things on top of the service, or to try to replace the service, and you have either struggled financially because of it, stressed yourself out because of it,
running two businesses because of it,
felt this need that you had to constantly be growing your audience or your email list to support the thing, or you started doing the math and you're like, literally, how the hell am I going to ever replace the income I've made from services? Mm-hmm. then this is for you.
Yeah. If you, even if you haven't taken that leap yet, if you're a one-on-one service-based business owner and you aren't reaching the financial goals that you say that you want, and or aren't reaching the time freedom goals that you say that you want, and you think a one-to-many model will be the answer to those needs, this call is for you.
Okay.
Okay. But one thing I want you to do before we dive into this is go apply for our private training at bossproject.com/incubator. We talk a little bit more about this there. We're not coming out here with this is the backwards way of doing it. Good luck. We like literally have a solution for you.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it is way easier than you think that it is.
Oh my gosh, so much simpler. So
you just have
simpler.
To take your brain that's going this way and imagine two hands around your brain and go this way. Like just go back to where you were in a with help and a framework and our support instead of the fork in the road where you're at right now. Promise yeah. you.
Right? You are at a point in your business and in your life where you can make a decision, and this decision can set you years behind.
Yes.
Or you can thrive. And I really want to dig into this with you and show you just how simple it can be.
Yep.
But you need to apply for this private training. So you're going to go to bossproject.com/incubator. You're going to apply. And once you apply and have been accepted, you will be joining us for our training on how we're going to show you how to double your income working less than 20 hours a week. And you don't need a social media audience.
Yep.
You do not need a large email list. You do not need a budget for ads.
Nope.
None of that is required.
Yep. So I want to start this conversation with, I want you guys to do a self-assessment for a second. And
sure.
if you write it down and you want to share it, I would truly, truly love to see it over on Instagram at Boss Project. DM me. I want you to truly ask yourself, what are the actual goals that you have for your business financially? Mm-hmm. And time-wise,
mm-hmm.
when you first started, what was the dreamiest version of your business?
Mm-hmm.
You're a little business baby service provider. You have an amazing skill set that you've honed either through years of doing it for someone else, like a corporation, an agency, a different business, or you went to school for it, or you're just like super fucking good at it. And you have this thing that you know you can impact the lives of others with. You're amazing at it. So you went off on your own, or you thinking about going off on your own because of what? Insert, it's a Mad Lib style here. Typically, for 99% of you, it's a time thing. And that time thing is for different reasons, but it's an overarching time thing. It's either I need more time or I want more time because my health requires it, my mental health, my physical health, different conditions that I might have. Because I want to travel the country with my partner in a bus and I want to work from anywhere, because I don't like the toxic corporate lifestyle, because I want to be at drop off and pick up for my kids, because I want to grow my family and I want to be at home, whatever the reason is. But all of those things,
they require
what
time.
They need is time.
They all need time. And you are way more focused on time than money, and that's
yes.
great. And it's amazing. And I yes. love that about you, because that means you are focused on impact. You're focused on your life. You're running forward with this passion because you, similarly to us, value your life way more than you value your business. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
But so, I'm here to tell you that all of those things take money.
Yes. Yes. Money where you don't have to sacrifice time if you do it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've done your self-assessment and you've realized, okay, yes, this is my skill set. This is what I'm offering. And here's why. What is your time reason why? What is your money reason why, right? Are you getting those things right now?
Mm-hmm. With how things are currently going.
How things are currently are right now.
Whether that means you are in corporate and you're still working your 9-to-5, whether you've started your business and you're exclusively doing services. Maybe you're doing services and trying to do courses in digital products. Maybe you are thriving in services, but you're feeling really burnt out. And so you're thinking about courses or digital products. Where are you at?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're taking your corporate expertise and thinking you can launch with a membership or a course and skip the one-on-one services.
Yeah.
Are you achieving the things that you set out to achieve?
Right now, without changing anything.
Right now, yeah. Without changing anything, how's it going? Give yourself a star rating system, right? Where are you at and how is it feeling? Because I want you to check in on things outside of, yeah, the goals are happening or they're not happening. That's a yes, no. That's an easy to see. but how are you also feeling about it? Mm-hmm. Are the goals not happening, but it still feels fun, easy, and light? Are the goals not happening and it's all you can think about and you're not sleeping really well and you're not doing literally an ounce of what you quit your job for or started your own business for? Where are you at so we can get a baseline foundation of some data for a second and really realize, okay, I started it for these reasons. That's what I said. And those things are still true. Here's what I'm getting. Where's the difference? What's the difference between those two versions? Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes I see you guys have these, they feel maybe big and audacious and scary goals. We call them our oversized goals, but they're pretty still realistic, right? We're not talking about people who want to go out of the gate selling a one-on-one service and create a $13 million business within 2 years. Those aren't the stories that you guys have. They're freaking realistic and amazing goals. I want to have six figures. I want to retire my partner. I want to hire my partner in my business. I want to do these things. In order to do that, I need 200K. I need whatever it is, right? They're all goals that are in this realm of like, okay, here's the math that can make that happen.
Yeah, I don't see any of you being like, I really want to buy that $20 million mansion right. in LA. Like, that's right. just not where you're at.
Right. So then what happens is we get started and we go along and we're offering the service and we figured our skill set or we're thinking of launching and we don't know what to put out there yet, right? So we're trying on all of these different versions and we're choosing paths that are in direct contradiction for what we say that we want, both financially and time-wise. Mm-hmm. And that's the one-to-many model, period. With mm-hmm. what you say that you want versus the actions that you're taking, they will not match. One doesn't create the other. Courses will not double your income. Courses will not free up your time. The things that you need in order for number one and two to come true are things that you say you don't want. So how's it going to happen?
Can I be really, really, really real with you guys right now? If you were to look at our personal take-home pay right now, in our business for Emily and I, and you were to compare our take-home pay when we were exclusively doing services, y'all would lose your goddamn minds.
As they say in Tulsa, you would shit a brick.
we pay ourselves well, but we paid ourselves well then. And I mm-hmm. promise you, the level of complication that our business requires now, the level of finances our business requires to even maintain what we've built mm-hmm. is literally insane. I promise you, if you sat down and you said you want more time in your life,
don't do one to many model.
Don't do that right now. I'm telling you because I want to save you years. I want to save you years.
And this isn't because it's like, oh, well, this is what happened in our business, so this is clear what's going to happen to you. Are there anomalies? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Oh, totally.
But truly, the people who are in our audience, the people who are listening, the people who are our past students and our clients or whatever, are the type of people who are like, I don't want to do reels and social and email marketing and ads. I don't want to find those things. Okay, but I'm going to do a membership that's 17 cents a month.
And by 17 shins, she means like $19.
I'm like being hyperbolic, but that's what I mean when I say the things that you say that you want versus the actions that you think are going to get you there don't match.
Yeah. If you don't want to go down that road, then don't. And also it is, I'm not saying this because I'm trying to be mean at all. I'm saying I probably could not replicate what we've done today.
That's what we were talking about the other day. And I...
Like, we have a 6-year head start.
Yes. And again, there are anomalies. And here's what I'm already anticipating in our DMs or email. But this person did it, and this person did it, and this person did it. First of all, every single business is an iceberg. You see the very shiny, influencer-y tip of what they decide to show. Right. The amount of people who have the businesses that you think that you're after, of the one-to-many model, who don't pay themselves, who are in such feast and famine that they are their head is through the door of burnout, again, are direct contradictions for how you say you want to live your life.
We literally just got off a call I won't name any names. I won't share any identifying information. This person is making $90,000 in revenue and swimming in debt.
A month.
$90,000 in revenue a month. A month. Swimming in debt to dig herself out. And she's ready to quit it all. And she's not paying herself enough. And it was heartbreaking because I know the kind of impact she has in the world and the things she's done for her community. And it's heartbreaking.
And we bring this up now and in this passionate way because we see friends of ours who are making multiple six figures, are just under that $1 million mark, who are saying things like, the math just isn't adding up for me to reach the goals that I say that I want to reach. I don't have any more time to give in order to reach the goals that I want. I'm in a season right now, right, where they have kids or life things or different things popping up that they're just going to have to willingly take the sacrifice, whether that be on their business growth or their life happiness and participation level, where they are doing the things $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 years and wondering when they can stop and not knowing how. And they're saying, God, I dream of a simpler version of this. I dream of not having a giant team. I dream of not having to freaking dance on a TikTok reel. I'm not saying that there aren't other marketing strategies that you can do to grow those business models, for sure. But that's the headspace of $900,000 a year business owners who've gone down this route, who left a signature service to go do this because they thought that that's the thing that was going to reach the time and life goal and the money goals that they wanted.
But they have less time now. They're likely not making much more than they were before.
And the pressure is higher. That's the common theme I saw today. The pressure.
The pressure is insane. Insane. The amount of money our team has to make to break even is more than the salary I had in a year. Let me say it one more time. The amount of money our team has to make every month to break even is more than my previous salary in an entire year.
And don't get me wrong, we're doing this because this is the type of business we want to be running. We like the team. We like the ads.
Yeah,
we
love
the marketing aspects of that.
But I literally couldn't.
What I'm saying is that's not what y'all are telling me you want.
No, you told us that you want life to be simpler. You told us you want to do it in less time. And you told us you had income goals that are not that, they're not that hard to get to if you want to do it quickly.
Quickly, simply.
Like in the next year instead of
12 months is the time frame we're seeing consistently happen for our clients.
Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you want to get there in the next 8 to 12 months, let's do it the way that I know is a simpler path.
And when we say it, we mean replace then double. 8 to 12 months.
Replace
at 8, double at 12.
Mm-hmm. Could be, we've seen people also double by 8 and quadruple by 12. Usually the last 4 months are really shitty, crazy. Like, not shitty, like as in bad, like as in like, holy shit, what is happening? Yeah. But I promise you, it can be so much simpler. I'm not dumping on what we're doing because I love you guys so much. I love it. But I also want you to reach the lifestyle, the financial security that you say you want as quickly as possible. Because I know many of you have a car payment that you would really love to get rid of. You have student loan debt that you're so over. You are probably thinking about private school for your kids, especially after all the shit that's happened in the education world. I know you want to take care of your family. Maybe you have aging parents or aging grandparents. The idea of taking care of their care is overwhelming to you. All of those things cost money. And I would rather you have a mechanism to get there faster, that is easier, that is simpler.
And the solution isn't more of your time.
No.
It's making a few tweaks to 4 specific pieces that we outline inside the private training. Once you apply and you get accepted, you can get a link to bossproject.com/incubator. And I'm also telling you that the version in which we are helping clients now is because we also got burnt out on the, we need how many new people on our email list every month to reach the things that we say we want to reach, offering the things that we offer, something has to change. And the level in which we are choosing now to impact less people on a deeper level is exactly what we started out in 2015 doing. Mm-hmm. We've said the phrase all year this year, we're going back to our roots. We're going back to our roots. This is what we mean.
This is what we mean. This is what it's been leading up to. We didn't know what it looked like in January. We didn't even know what it looked like in May. But the things that have come up for us are the most passionate things I've ever felt in my life. Mm-hmm. I've never been more sure about how I can help you. I've never been more sure of the steps I need to walk you through for you to reach your goals. I've never been more sure that we can do this for you. And we are choosing intentionally to work with less people so that we can walk hand in hand with you across the finish line.
Yeah.
We want to see you thrive.
Because it was the episode a couple weeks ago where I just kind of like got on the whole, I'm tired of so many super fucking smart people have these expertise, these skills that I know can impact lives. I know it. And they're presented that fork in the road of doing what we teach and doing what's worked for years. We didn't invent it. Mm-hmm. Versus doing what feels current and sexy and fresh and new. And I'm not discounting the validation that you think you'll get, right? From the one to many.
Oh, yeah. It's really, really great to see people say, oh my God, you did this thing. It was so amazing. But the thing that happens, the thing that I wish I could explain to you, that the only way you would ever know is if you do spend a shit ton of time and a shit ton of energy and a shit ton of money on to get to the point, is all of a sudden you wake up. And although there are these amazing, super nice things that people are sharing about you, you no longer know who they are.
Yeah,
you
the disconnect, I cannot even paint the picture clearly enough for you of the disconnect that happens when you've gotten the ball rolling and you've gotten it started and you've seen the transition and you're still not at that financial goal because it takes more to reach it. So the direct sacrifice of that is, okay, more people then. Less relationships, more people. And I know 2020 taught us all that relationships are to be extremely valued and good ones are hard to find and keep. And they make a big difference in our lives and in our mental health. So can't we foster a business that supports us and has that?
Mm-hmm. Deep connections, deep roots.
So I know there's enough of our listeners who aren't hearing enough people talk about you don't have to go the one-to-many to reach the goals that you say that you want.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm not sure anyone else is saying this, really.
No.
Because, okay, here's what. Here's the thing, and this is just, I really want to hone this in for you. The people that are preaching one-to-many are selling one-to-many, how to sell one-to-many. Mm-hmm. And the people that are thriving and reaching their goals and having all the time, they're performing services a lot or like you have model. Been. They're busy living their life. They don't have to be loud
on social media for you to hear them.
They serve their clients and they go home at night. They're not shouting. So I want to shout for all of them because I have been in your shoes. I have served clients on a deep, impactful level. I crave that level of connection and I'm so excited to bring it back. We are working with clients in a very different kind of way, but I'm excited about what that means for Boss Project. I'm excited about what that means for you and your service-based business. You deserve this level of support. You deserve to hit your goals sooner. You don't need someone telling you some bullshit lie to line their pocketbooks. You just don't.
And I think ultimately at the end of it, the reason why I want you to do that self-assessment is because I think if more of us realized, ooh, the actions I'm taking are in direct correlation with the things that I say that I want. So either the things that I say that I want aren't true and I need to reassess those. That's an option. Or I need to reassess the actions that I'm taking. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to know truly that going all in on your expertise, it is doable. Mm-hmm. It will absolutely provide you the results that you're looking for with also the lifestyle that you're looking for.
Well, and I've said this recently, but I think this is an important point to bring it up, is the mechanism may be different. You may have painted a picture in your mind of what it looks like to feel that way, to serve that way, to reach the goals, right? But can we just pretend for a second that the how you got there has not been defined and you're just thinking about the what you want your life to look like when you wake up and you're thinking about the time you have and how you're spending it? Because, okay, maybe you do want impact. What if instead of trying to work with thousands of people in your business, what if you increased your personal take-home pay by double and you made a large donation to an area nonprofit that you know is having an impact on the people you love and you want to serve? Mm-hmm. Like, would that light you up? What if you spent the time that you now have back and you volunteered in an area or a school near you and you got to impact a young child or you got to impact a woman who's had less opportunities in her life? Would that give you more than not really having this relationship, but just worrying about ads reaching enough people to get enough people on your list so that hopefully you can sell to more people? I want you to really, and this is hard. This is hard shit because this is going to ruffle some feathers. We are going to piss some people off with this episode. And I'm okay with that because I know more of you, if you really sat in the what you want, the how you get there can shift and you might actually feel even better.
Well, and what's crazy is not only can the how you get there shift, but it's just the online education industry has exploded in the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And it's just more prevalent, like Abby was saying, right? You're going to hear more often people teaching you how to have a one-to-many model versus a one-on-one model because it's just few and far between, right? But it's weaved its webs so thoroughly. I want to give you an example of just like, I will call my own mother out so you guys can also maybe see yourself in her. She's not even doing services, but she is selling jewelry. She has a handmade jewelry business, right? She has for literally decades, right? So she crushes it at markets. She does wholesale. She sells things off her website, blah, blah, blah. Like e-commerce. That was her zone. The create a course, one to many, impact more others notion of conversation is so prevalent in the online community that even as someone who wasn't even in that space said, oh, then the elusive passive income, the elusive money while you sleep, that's what all of us should be aiming for, right? So I will make a course. So she did a low price guide, spent a shit ton of time on it. The guide is great. It's an actual good product. But then realize, oh, well, shit, I'm talking to people who are buying jewelry, not who are wanting to host jewelry shows. That's a completely different audience. So literally she was at the precipice that so many of you are of, do I start talking to different people? Well, then on my blog, who am I talking to? Do I write different content? Is it like every other Instagram post talks to this person and the other one talks to this person? It's that mess that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And when ultimately her and I just had to have a conversation, which I'm having with you guys right now, of girl, which one do you want to do? Which one's actually going to reach the goals that you say? Well, if your goal is to sell more jewelry, it's not to sell this guide over here. This mm-hmm. direct contradiction with what you say you want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm asking you to do. That's the self-assessment I'm asking you to do.
And I know there's a portion of you that are in B2B. And so if you're doing a service, the idea of pivoting to one-to-many when you are already in B2B, it feels simpler. It feels a little more correlated than what Emily's talking about. You're mm-hmm. like, well, I've been designing websites for 10 years. What if I just teach other designers how to design websites? Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, I see where your head is at.
I see it.
But if you want to make that pivot, you're going to make way more way faster if instead you were a consultant and you worked one-on-one with those people. If you want to make a pivot in who you're talking to, okay. But I promise you doing it more in like a coaching consultant kind of role where you're still offering a service is going to be far faster than you trying to sell it $500 at a time. It just is.
$47 at a time, $17 at a time. I mean, right. $500 is a push from what I'm seeing. A lot of stuff popping up.
I know. And so
do the math.
For real though, do the math. If you know what you want to make, first of all, it costs money to do business. So what you want to make is not how much your business has to make.
And here's the thing too, is service providers, especially if you've been doing this for a minute, you're sitting here with freaking 98% profit margins. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh yeah, okay. That's not literally not how it works. Mm-mm. You can still have high ones. There's a phase to it, right? But truly, the math of if I want my one-to-many to provide these results, that overhead goes up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah. I could talk about this all day, but I know there's enough of you that are like, I'm just confused. I'm a little hurt. I'm a little frustrated. I maybe
also, you've already gone down this route and you feel like you can't stop the digital side, but you're also not reaching your goals and you're like, oh shit, maybe I need to course correct. It's not too late.
No, none of this is too late.
Course correct. LOL.
LOL. Maybe that's what we're going to call it. No, if any of this touched you in some way, even if you're feeling a little bit hurt, mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about this because for me, I'm not saying this because I don't want you to pursue your passions.
No.
In fact, the opposite. I want you to feel so fulfilled in everything you're doing. Mm-hmm. I want you to be thriving financially. I want you to be reaching your goals. And I want you to have the time to spend it however the hell you want to spend it. So let's talk about it. Send us a DM over at Boss Project. We're going to talk through it. We'll probably have to have a little voice conversation. That's okay. We can talk about it in the DMs. But the next step for you, the real next step for you after that self-assessment Emily talked about was applying for our training. Because we are really, even if you're like, I don't know, I'm still okay. Okay. You need to come listen to what we have to say. Because we are mm-hmm. going to break down some of the math for you. We are going to show you what it can look like to be simpler. Okay. So you're going to want to be at this training, but you have to apply to get your invitation. So you can do that at bossproject.com/incubator. In this training, we're going to show you how to double your income, working less than 20 hours per week, working with less people, mm-hmm. and being way more intentional about where you're spending your time. Mm-hmm. I want you to be there.
We're bringing simple back, baby.
bossproject.com/incubator.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.